From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Global finance ministers have decided to stay with the special measures their governments adopted to stimulate their economies, even though it appears the global recession is coming to an end. The announcement was made at the close of a meeting in London involving ministers from 20 wealthy and developing nations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the international community is also committed to revamping regulations on hefty executive bonuses, especially when banks perform poorly.
Compensation practices did contribute to the excess buildup and leverage we saw. They did tend to undermine the checks and balances that supervision is supposed to provide. And that's why we're not going to leave it to the market to fix these practices.
But the U.S. and Britain are still resisting calls to impose a cap on executive pay. The London gathering was held in preparation for the G20 summit in Pittsburgh later this month. A bipartisan group of senators has held another meeting to negotiate a compromise on a health care overhaul bill. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The so-called Gang of Six is made up of equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats, headed by Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus. The Finance Committee is the last of five on Capitol Hill to produce a health care overhaul bill and has been negotiating for months. Senator Baucus is giving the group till September 15th to come up with a bipartisan proposal. After that, the senator has indicated that he's prepared to go forward with a bill backed by Democrats only. In a statement, Baucus said the finance group conference call was a productive one. The group will meet again next Tuesday when Congress returns from recess and the day before President Barack Obama presents his own priorities for revamping the health care system. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Federal health officials are urging the nation's daycare providers to closely monitor children every day for signs of flu. NPR's Richard Knox explains.
Children are super spreaders of flu. They amplify whatever flu is in a community. The new guidelines aim for a tricky balance, minimize the spread of flu among the 10 million kids under age 4 in daycare, but prevent overreacting so parents' work schedules aren't overturned by false alarms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is asking daycare providers to monitor children's health every day. Since ordinary colds and allergies can mimic flu symptoms, the CDC says daycare staff should take kids' temperatures and send them home only if sneezing, coughing, and other symptoms are accompanied by a fever of more than 100 degrees. Children shouldn't go back into daycare until 24 hours after their fever goes away without fever-suppressing drugs. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says confirmed deaths from the H1N1 swine flu have reached 2,837 around the globe. From Washington, this is NPR News. The crew of Space Shuttle Discovery will perform a third spacewalk today outside the International Space Station. One of the main tasks is to prepare for the arrival of the last U.S. segment of the orbiting outpost. From Orlando, Pat Duggins has details.
Spacewalkers Krister Fuglesang and Danny Olivas will install data cables for the upcoming Tranquility module. The compartment will include an observation dome called a cupola. One complication for the spacewalk is that mission planners may change where the Tranquility module will go on the space station. NASA's Zeb Scoville says last-minute changes to the spacewalker meant to address that.
What we found is that if they only route that about halfway, then that preserves the capability in the future to either continue routing at port or... we can take the second half of those cables and route them underneath the ISS structure.
The spacewalkers will also remove wiring that could get in the way of the Tranquility module, scheduled to be delivered in February of next year. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The largest fire in Los Angeles County history is getting bigger. Even though firefighters have contained nearly 50% of it, the station fire has grown to more than 154,000 acres. Authorities say they believe the blaze that killed two firefighters was deliberately set. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has offered a $100,000 reward leading to the arrest and conviction of the arsonist. In Pakistan, military forces say they have killed dozens of militants since launching an offensive last month in the northwest Khyber Pass region. The area is considered a key supply route for NATO and U.S. forces fighting the Taliban in neighboring Afghanistan. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.